Hey guys, welcome to another episode of I'm No Expert, a craft beer radio show, podcast thing that I do out of my apartment. I'm Chris Laudenslager, and every single week I sit down with a couple of friends of mine, and we have a few beers, and it's a full house today. Full, lots of people in my apartment. Introduce yourself, secret guest number one.
Hello, this is Dane.
Hi, Dane.
Hello.
Introduce your special guest number two.
I am Trisha, and I will introduce special guest number three in the background, and his name is Marshall. He's our seventh-month-old infant enjoying our time here together.
So he's just going to kind of hang out during the show.
Yell some.
Yeah. He will not be drinking any beer.
No.
Yes. No one is harmed in the making of this podcast.
He will probably make some noise, but that's okay, just so you know that he's here. He'll put in his two cents every once in a while, I think, which is really important.
Very.
That really different perspective.
Yes.
Like we like to have on the show.
It's a developing perspective, you could say.
Yeah, very absolutely. So this week, I kind of just did like a grab bag show again a little bit. But I did three dark, interesting beers that I kind of just decided to pick up. The first one that we're going to try is from Southern Tier. This is called Mocha, spelled M-O-K-A-H. And I wasn't good and I didn't look this up beforehand. It's a stout brewed with chocolate and coffee. So, T, you really like darker beers.
I do. I love them.
Dane, what about you? Do you like darker beers at all?
Or? I enjoy them. I'm more of an IPA guy, personally, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I will imbibe and enjoy.
The Southern Tier is out of New York. This is technically an American Double or an Imperial Stout, and it's a 10% ABV.
Mm.
So we're kind of starting off a little high octane. Mm. The nose. What do you guys smell?
Chocolate, definitely.
She always smells chocolate, though.
Even when there is none.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
I'm smelling a lot of coffee, though.
Yeah, I get like a roasted coffee, chocolatey.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely
chocolate syrup, kind of.
Oh, yeah. It definitely kind of smells like a mocha.
I think Marshall agrees.
Yeah. Yeah. Marshall, what do you think? Does it smell like a mocha? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think minimal head, but I think a lot of these stout beers, they really don't have too much head on them. But
sorry, I smelled the microphone instead of the beer, so
it smells like chocolate too.
Oh, does the microphone smell like chocolate? Oh.
Very smooth.
Oh yeah. Very chocolatey.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a little bit of a bite after like
a little bit.
Like after.
Like a bit, like a bitterness bite, or
it's sweet. It's just got a very sweet like texture to the end.
Yeah,
and a little bitter bite. Yeah, very tiny.
Like a cocoa. I almost think it's like almost like a cocoa nib.
Sure.
Like that really like raw chocolate sort of flavor. I think that's kind of what that is there. So.
It almost is like drinking chocolate Hershey syrup. Am I allowed to say Hershey?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think there's a lot of... It's almost too sweet for me.
It's very sweet. It would be very dessert beer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I would have that with a burger and fries.
No, I don't know if it pairs well with anything, but like by itself...
Yeah.
I think it's definitely very sort of... You know, it goes down easy.
Yeah. I wonder how it would combine with, like, a fruit beer. Like, if it would give you a good, you know.
Like, if you paired it with something?
Yeah, like
or...
a lambic, like a raspberry fruit beer or something in you.
Oh, you, like, mixed the two.
Yes.
I was thinking one after the other, but
like
you were like...
Like a black and tan almost.
Oh, yeah.
It's very interesting.
It would go with ice cream.
Oh.
Oh.
Vanilla ice cream and mocha
float.
Beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she would want to make a float out of it.
Yes. I could totally see this as a float beer. Because it's not so CO2-y that it's...
Yeah.
But it's super sweet, but has enough, I think, depth and interest that it would make it a little bit...
Marshall totally agrees with our...
Yeah.
...saying right now.
He doesn't eat ice cream, does he?
A little bit.
Once.
Once. Tiny bit.
That was a bad... interesting situation.
He's still tiny.
Yes. I'm really not sure what the different stages of what babies
one.
Can eat.
One.
When they hit one, they can have, like, cow's milk.
Okay.
But before that,
no cow's milk. Not good.
No.
So okay.
A taste of ice cream is a lot right. for a baby.
A taste of ice cream, a taste of yogurt is okay.
Yeah.
But,
Not good.
Not optimal.
This became the infant episode.
Sure.
The parenting episode.
Just let your child roam around while you drink beer.
Everybody's probably like clicking stop right
like,
now.
Like, what
They're
is
like,
yeah, happening?
I'm done yeah. with this.
That and CPS is being called. So. Yeah.
Sorry, Marshall. We love you.
Well, my apartment's not very big, so you can't get far.
No, we can see him.
Yep.
Everyone, we can see our child.
Yep.
Yeah, that this is... I think this is good. I think it would be... It just works on its own.
It does.
For a beer. I don't know if I would actually want to...
I don't think I'd have, like, a pint of it. I know that sounds
it's
strange.
Pretty,
I'd have a smaller...
Yeah, it's a lot to have. It's more like a snifter.
Yeah. Or a flight, like the end of a
sure,
flight.
Sure,
sure. As I'm, like, tasting it more, I'm getting, like, some vanilla notes. Doesn't feel like a stout to me at all.
No, it doesn't. It's not as thick as I would think it would be as a stout.
It is strong, though. I mean, it earns its 10.5 easily.
I think it's a 10. It's 10.
It's just 10?
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like 10, though.
No.
It doesn't taste like it, but it is strong.
I'm interested in it. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm kind of like, it's okay.
Sure.
But I'm not super thrilled by it. I guess that's my thoughts. I mean, Dane, what's final thoughts on this beer?
It wasn't bad.
But, like, would you...
We'd have a little music in the background.
would you be able to... Would you buy this... I don't know why that happened over there. Would you buy this in a... would you buy this again?
Marshall's watching TV.
I got it. There you go. Okay. But would you buy this out, like out and about somewhere?
Probably not.
T?
I would buy it out and about, but it would be the end of the... Like, it would be my dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if it was part of a group, it would be different. But am I just buying that? No.
Okay. All right.
But like I said,
finish the bottle later.
I'm more of an IPA guy, so...
This is going to be kind of... And I picked some other beers that hopefully are going to be a little bit more interesting and aren't just, like, pure stout, pure porter kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
So... And on that, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to grab our second beer, and then we're going to be right back. Welcome back to I'm No Expert, a craft beer podcast. Full House is the theme of the show, I guess.
Yes.
Because Dane and T are here, and their child.
In tow.
Marshall,
yep. Hanging out.
Making a ruckus.
Did you hear that Full House is getting remade?
I did, into Fuller House.
It scares me.
It's almost as corny as Girl Meets World, but...
Yeah. Is this going to be the trend of, like, we just have to remake all of these old shows?
What? So, like, we have a friend who refuses to watch sequels that are, like, the same... So, like, Pitch Perfect 2. He won't watch it because...
He'd watch it if it was a new name.
Right, if it was Pitch Perfect, comma...
The best.
The best to come.
Yeah.
Oh, so like numbered sequels.
Yes. Right.
He won't watch them.
So, like, I kind of think... maybe I have the same support for these types of remakes that are like Girl Meets World or Fuller House. Yeah. I just don't know how I feel about it. Like, I'm all for nostalgia. Don't get me wrong. But I just feel like maybe they could have been a little bit more creative with it.
Yeah, there's two things that make me sad. It's like identical storyline. You just pull the same people back in, and then she's widowed. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah, and same actors.
Yeah, and then the second thing is like, it was TGIF. Like, it was for Friday nights.
Right.
And it was what we did as a kid. And now
I totally forgot about TGIF.
That. Like, I remember, like, making popcorn as a kid, getting ready for TGIF, and that's what we did on Friday night as a kid. Now it's like, you can watch it whenever you want. It's no big deal. Like, there's no big deal.
Like, because there's no event behind it.
It's, you know, it's sponsored or it's on live streaming.
Sure.
For And I have, like, an interesting, because I have a... this like random questions, but because I watch a lot of streaming like content online now.
Yeah,
I don't have like regular cable.
Yeah, we don't either. We don't. We just do whatever.
I have like Netflix or like Amazon Video or Hulu or whatever. Yeah. But is there like a difference between? Yes, Marshall. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's just letting a little more sun in right
That's all right. Like live content versus pre-recorded, pre-produced content. Mm. Like, because I like watching stuff that's live.
Like a reality TV show?
Just like live event stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to something that's scripted.
Yeah,
scripted.
I feel like the things that are live now, they're having to be more intentional in how they're presented. Because we as a society are so used to perfection now. You know, like, we can literally go on Netflix and watch 13 episodes of Kimmy Schmidt, like, right now.
Right.
So, like, if there was a weekly version of Kimmy Schmidt that happened to have live elements to it, I feel like they would have to work 200% harder than they have to when they deliver an entire season of something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even, like, live concerts now, you know, like, there is so much, even the chillest band you can imagine has to have some sort of entertainment value to it that 10 years ago wouldn't have been necessary. I feel like our standard is elevated and there's no getting around that anymore.
Yeah, I can definitely see like how it has changed and shifted. I definitely kind of give people who do like live content and live content in general kind of a pass. Like, I will watch live content that's worse because it's live.
Sure.
And I feel like there's a certain amount of like excitement behind that.
Mm-hmm.
How it's like happening live right now. And you know, you can do it for, like, from your bedroom. Like, if I wanted to take the show live right now, I could literally, we could be streaming on the internet for everybody in right now.
I think the only thing that's a bummer in the midst of that, though, is people like Brian Williams, who are now paying for the price of wanting to enhance a live program.
Yeah.
You know, they've done this investigation into him, and they've found at least 11 times where he's embellished stories.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, if you think about it, his goal is to make a viewership watch him live.
Right.
Every night, every week. And it... maybe it's a bad example, but unfortunately I do see him as a victim to wanting to be more to a live audience mm-hmm. than what he necessarily knew how to be.
Yeah.
And now, unfortunately, is paying a price for that.
Yeah. And it was such under, like, huge pressure and scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, because everybody wants the unpredictable and the shock and awe. And, like, a scripted TV show doesn't really deliver that, but maybe once a season to get you back to the next season. You know, it's not like every episode you're like, oh, my goodness. But when it's live and someone does something just totally ridiculous and crazy, it makes you watch it again.
Yeah.
Like, another time.
I think as a whole, and I've said this before, I feel like as a society, we are losing our imagination pretty quickly.
Okay.
And I feel like we are wired to be pretty judgmental and our expectation level is really high. Mm-hmm. And when those two things are not met instantly or quickly, we tend to be very judgmental and rude. You know, like we were at a Super Bowl party and Katy Perry was performing, and I happen to really like Katy Perry. and there was this person there the whole time just going on and on about how stupid her show was and how like unimaginative it was. And I was like, you know, no offense, but like this lady has worked her butt off to get to this place. But there's also this huge team of people who have done nothing but try to captivate your imagination for 13 minutes. That's all they're asking for. And the fact that everything that is seen and perceived and instantly judged, whether it meets our demand or not, is kind of sad. You know, like for 13 minutes, we can't surrender our...
Just for entertainment value.
Exactly. Just for pure entertainment value. Like, let your imagination do anything. You know, but... We've been trained and wired into thinking like that was weird or she is strange or why are there dancing sharks? You know, who cares? You know, like be entertained. That's all.
Yeah.
Like you're watching multiple hours of men running around in tights playing with a football and nobody says anything about that. But the second she comes out on a mechanical robot lion,
everybody's like, what is the hell is happening right now?
Exactly. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to have this idea that reality no longer is good enough.
Yeah. That we have to like embellish something to make it even more interesting.
Almost everything.
Yeah. And I feel like I have, because I've worked in production for so long, I see big things like that and I'm just amazed because I think about not what's actually happening, but the effort of everybody who's like working behind the scenes that you don't see.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, all of like the pre-production and the timing and the direction. And even for that 13 minute Super Bowl halftime show was 13 minutes and probably like 200 people going like by putting tons of effort into something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, even thousands of people, like, they had all those, like, you know, free people, in a sense, out there doing parts of this show that you only have so much control over them. And, like, that's what it's about. It's about everybody performing and then being able to look at it and see, oh, this is what they're trying to show you. And instead of just letting creativity out the window, mm-hmm. we all just think we're not satisfied because the person's not falling off the star at the end.
Right.
Well, that's not what we want. We want to see people succeed.
Yeah. So. Well, back to craft beer, I guess.
Yay!
The second beer is from Rogue Farms out of Oregon. This is their Sriracha Hot Stout. It's a chili beer classification, and it's a 5% ABV. So, a little less than our previous one. I've already had this before, so I'm going to... Spoiler alert. And I have been really into chili beers lately.
I really like Rogue. They're one of my favorite breweries. Dead Guy Ale is excellent, even though the fee of getting it across the country to our location is ridiculous.
Yes.
It makes for a very expensive beer, but it's worth it.
Definitely worth it. I think Rogue is... Oregon, for some reason, and I've got... I don't know if it's like West Coast breweries that I've gotten this a lot from, but some of them have just the ability to ship you beers, which I love.
Oh, very nice, yeah.
Where a lot of... I've never really seen too many... Maybe it's just because a lot of Indianapolis or Indiana beer or breweries don't have just the facilities to ship. Or maybe, I don't know.
Is it a legal thing?
I think it's a legal thing.
They're not allowed to ship it out. I'm pretty positive that's right.
I think we can receive, but we're not allowed to ship out...
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, maybe that'll change.
Yeah. Maybe.
Let's change that law.
Let's change it. Why don't we take a sip? A little sippy poo.
It's got a very spicy...
Yeah, it does. It's a very appropriate beer for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's right. It's coming up in 2 days.
I feel like I just kind of ate a hot dog. Is that weird? With some sriracha on it. I don't know.
A hot dog?
Yeah.
This reminds me a lot of Flat 12 Mole Porter that they had last year.
Yeah.
That didn't end well. Marshall agrees.
Marshall didn't
Marshall
like
agrees.
That's good. I like that little kick in it.
Yeah. It almost needs to be spicier.
It could be, for sure.
I kind of want it to be just, like, a little bit more spicy for me, for, like, my personal taste.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had a few other beers that are pretty, they kind of kick you in the mouth spice-wise, and I really like spicy food. I'm like, put sriracha on all the things. So
it kind of burns your throat at the very end.
Yeah, it does.
Like after you've, your aftertaste.
But really, I'm only getting like stout and spice.
Exactly. I'm getting a lot of spice.
Are you getting like that sriracha spice that's like the garlicky?
No.
Like the mixed chili concoction that it's supposed to be? Or
I get the chili, but not the garlicky taste.
Like, don't get me wrong, I really like sriracha, but I don't necessarily see a lot of sriracha relation to this beer.
Yeah.
I agree.
Except for the bottle. I mean, the bottle looks like a giant bottle of sriracha.
It's bright red.
With a green cap.
Marshall agrees.
I think I would probably get this again, and I have got it again because the second time I bought this.
Sure.
What have you paired it with? Did you just drink it on its own?
Just on its own.
Okay.
Just with beer.
Beer. I paired this beer with a different beer.
A little bit more beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like this. I think I would probably... It falls a little flat for me, just because I want it to be a little bit more interesting.
Sure.
But I think it's...
Yeah, like, I kind of wish it had a little bit more taste to it besides spice.
Yeah.
Like, I wish that it almost had a little bit more body of a stout, but the spice is doing it.
Yeah. Maybe, like, something a little bit more roasty, even really would...
Smoky.
I think would... Yeah. Would make it even better would be some, like, hop character.
Sure.
In there.
Mm.
That's what I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall agrees.
Marshall agrees. Very good.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to take our second break and grab our third and final beer, and we will be right back. Hey guys, welcome back to I'm No Expert, a craft beer podcast. This week's show is a full house because Dane, Enty, and Marshall are all here.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall's on the floor. That's okay. He's putting his 2 cents in. We're doing 3 different dark beers this week to kind of... They're good on their own. I think that the two so far, if I have to think collectively... The 2 beers that we've already had are really good just by themselves. Maybe not with food. Or maybe with. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Our last beer is by Stone Brewing Company out of California. This is Chai Spiced Imperial Russian Stout.
Mm.
So we're doing another Imperial Russian at a 10.6 ABV. And this seemed interesting because it says chai spiced. So I'm not really sure what's actually going to be. What this is going to be. If it's going to be like a chai tea latte.
Ooh, in a beer form.
In beer form? Or...
What was it? Is it a 10%?
Yeah.
10.6.
Whoa.
Mm. You smell it.
The alcohol, you mean? Or the chai?
You smell the chai.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Crap. That just like smells like cinnamony.
Yeah. Cardamom.
Is that what's in chai? I don't really know.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's see. Clove. Got some clove in there.
Oh, wow.
Ginger and a dash of black pepper is what the bottle says.
Okay.
Do you taste it?
Mmm. Black pepper.
I taste it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that ginger and the clove.
This is probably my favorite one so far, but I'm also a huge fan of chai, so.
Yeah, this.
Go figure.
It really does taste like chai with alcohol.
Yeah, but not like, it's not super sweet like a chai tea latte would be.
Sure.
It's like the idea of chai.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little vinamin taste and vanilla also. That would be what I'm trying to say. A little vanilla taste.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like my mind tricking itself because of the chai like tea option of it. Or do you taste vanilla also?
I get a little, I get like vanilla bean-ish. Yeah. And there's also like a, it's like a woodsy vanilla.
Yeah. That clove, though, I feel like I'm chewing clove gum.
Yeah. That's, I definitely taste all of that happening in there. Yeah, that glass is, I think, definitely my favorite.
Yeah,
out of the three.
Mm-hmm.
I say mocha's my favorite.
That's you fine. Like mocha?
Yeah, because the chocolate.
Does this smell like chocolate honey?
No, this one doesn't. Mm-hmm. Your theory is wrong. It does just smell like chai tea, which is awesome. And then I do enjoy it. It's probably my second favorite that we've had tonight.
Yeah. I kind of like, I kind of want to take like this one and then the sriracha one and then mix them together.
I have a little spicy chai.
Because I feel like it would be really good as like a spicy.
Marshall agrees with that.
Like a spicy Mexican chocolate side of curry sort of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It doesn't have much of like a, it has a little bitter aftertaste, but I feel like the other stuff we've had tonight has more of an aftertaste than this does.
Yeah. It's definitely the least sweet.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Out of the three. Because the sriracha one had like that stout sweetness, but mm-hmm. I think it had so much spice to it that it wasn't really up in the front taste at all.
Yeah.
Where this one just has a lot more, it's just more like of a, just interesting body to it. Would you buy this?
Yes.
Yeah?
I would buy it. Yes.
Confirmed.
Sorry, I had to smell it again.
Yeah, I think the smell is like my favorite part of it. Like, that's definitely something.
It's very smooth.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the mocha was smooth, and the sriracha didn't feel as smooth of a taste to me as this one does. This one feels very smooth.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is
can't grab that. Marshall is now right here.
Yep, and he is ready to be on the microphone.
Yes,
he's ready.
Or eat the microphone.
Or eat the microphone. Either way. Yeah, interesting to see the different like laws happening with like Indiana. So we'll see how that changes. Yep.
Well, and is it all of Indiana that is?
Like, I believe so. Okay. Yes. So it's Governor Mike Pence signed it in.
Okay.
So it is every single brewer that is primarily based in Indiana.
Got it.
So anybody from Three Floyds to Sun King to Bloomington Brewing Company.
Yeah.
So it'll be. It's not going to happen immediately. It's going to take a while for them to figure out, like, logistically after the bill goes through completely. Yeah. But I think this is probably going to make Indiana more of a craft beer powerhouse like it already is.
Do you think the Sunday selling will ever change?
I think it has to at some point.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of pressure not from just consumers, but from breweries and from local businesses.
I mean, the nice thing is if you do want beer, you can buy from a brewery because they brew there. So you can buy their stuff and take it out. But you can't buy just from the local store.
Yeah.
Or a liquor store. It's not open.
I definitely think that there's a lot of pressure from those types of businesses.
Yeah.
For the Sunday law to get changed. Because we're one of the very few states that still has that implemented.
Yeah.
And logistically and like economically speaking, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't at all. It's just always been that way.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dane and T, thanks for coming on this episode of I'm No Expert. As always, it's always an adventure.
Absolutely.
Marshall is waiting for his thank you, too.
Yeah. Marshall, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Your bow tie looks great.
That's Marshall hitting the table for you.
Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook by going to facebook.com/noexpertshow, twitter.com/noexpertshow, and noexpertshow.com is the website to subscribe to the show on iTunes. Give us a rating, give us a like, that always helps out. And you can support the show every single week by going to patreon.com/noexpertshow. Contribute 25 cents, contribute a dollar, whatever you want.
$50.
$50. If you want to contribute $50, do it.
Send us beer. We'll taste it for you.
Really, I will do that. It really helps out every single week. Even a small donation helps out the show. Guys, thanks for coming on again this week.
Absolutely.
It's so much fun having you on the show. Having new people on the show is always so much fun. And thanks for listening, and I will see you next week.